What's it been like going up against some of the new, the young guys that have been brought in, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey? What have you seen and Luke seeing from the young rookie offensive lineman in practice?
I've seen a lot of promise, a lot of great potential out of our offensive linemen. Trey, I see he's a very, what's the word I'm looking for? He's a very hard worker. I can see that. Because I've been talking to him just briefly since off to the OTAs. I feel he's going to be a good player here. Creed, I feel he's going to be a great center. Strong inside punch, making sure he has a sturdy base. I feel those two will be really good this year.
Derek, Sharon was a different type of newcomer in the sense that he had experience and success. What have you been able to teach him about this defense, and what has he been able maybe to help you with?
It's really just get him up to speed. Because I already know from him coming from a whole different scheme coming here, the faster he learns this, the quicker he can produce. So in my eyes, just helping. It's my teammate at the end of the day. So if he's better, we better.
There's so much talk there about the outside and the edge. How do you feel like the interior of that defensive line can be better this year than the previous years that you've been on the team?
That's a good question. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to do our job. I'm sorry. at the end of the day, we got to make sure that our gaps are controlled. We got great interior push to make sure the quarterback doesn't have a step-up lane and allow our edge rushers to get their layups. At the end of the day, it takes all four of us to make this D-line a dominant D-line.
Chris Jones and Tershaw came in here earlier in the week, and they were talking about yoga and Pilates and how they really feel like it's helped them. Have you done anything like that? And if so, do you feel like it's helped you?
Yeah, I've been taking yoga for years. I really love it. For me, it's very relaxing, and it helps me just with my breathing and my flexibility. I've tried Pilates this past off season. I feel like it's very beneficial.
Do you guys do it all? You guys take classes together, or you just kind of do your own thing in that regard? Or?
I feel like we kind of do our own thing. We haven't been really around each other in the off season. So when I was down in Marito's, I had a little Pilates teacher to help me out there, and I think I did not know how serious it was. I left, the whole table was drenched in sweat. I was like, I'm gonna love this.
Derek, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good to see you.
Same here.
Coach was just saying how he keeps everybody tired so there's no fighting out there. But do you feel there's a lot of intensity out there and you guys are really going at a pace that's really working you guys? Because he was kind of making jokes about how other camps there are fights, but not here because you guys are too tired.
Man, there's no need for fights. Because at the end of the day, you can be tired and you got to do another play right after. So I feel like it's more just you got to be smart. I feel like it is very intense. We, as an offense and a D-line, we got to bring it every day because, in my eyes, we are the heart and soul of the team. So there's always going to be a battle every single play.
Derek, I know there are a lot of fans that may not know that you're one of the strongest guys on the roster. But going up against Creed, seeing how strong he is, just what's it like to be in those one-on-ones with him, knowing that you guys are two of the strongest players on the entire team?
I say is always gonna be a nice little battle. It's gonna be a nice little battle. It's a good rising kid. Has a lot of good potential for him, but it's always gonna be a fight. One day you might have a bad day for whatever reasons, but you gotta just kick that out the door and just keep getting better the next day.
Derek, you didn't practice today, but early days seem to have a really strong camp. What have you seen a little bit differently in him this year that maybe you didn't see last year?
I feel like Willie's more, he has better insight of the game. When I first met Willie, was a while ago when I was just, I was training down in Exos. I didn't know he was going to be on the team, but it was weird. It always happens like that. But when I first met him, I already knew he's a great person. And on his rookie year, in my eyes, I was like, this kid is phenomenally fast. He's going to smack somebody in the mouth. And he has a good attitude. I was like, let this kid have another year, another full year. He's going to be balling, absolutely balling.
So you guys became friends before he was even drafted here. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on that, on how that happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I was down there in Exos just training. And, there's always going to be a lot of potential draft kids down there training. And I just chatted up with some of the guys because asking me questions because I'm in the league. And Willie kind of just jumped out to me. It was either his energy, his attitude, or just, I don't know. Willie kind of just takes the room in a way. Because he's such a really good, positive guy. And when I found out we got drafted, I'm like, hold up. I've seen that name before. Come up at OTAs. I'm like, you know that Spider-Man meme? I'm like, bro, what's up? Like,
Derek, how do you utilize that loss in the Super Bowl to motivate you? Do you think about it? Have you watched it since then? Or do you try to put that away, turn the page, and just focus on this one?
I think about it sometimes. And it's just a way to just like remind myself. At the same time, just to humble myself, because I know how it feels to have those kind of devastating losses. Y'all see me the first time we were in the AFC Championship, I was heartbroken. And that kind of felt like it really motivated me to really up my game another level. And to lose it at the highest level, it really hit me bottom, like at the bottom for like a couple, maybe 2 days, to come back to speed and like, all right, what's been done has been done. Review what you did and correct any type of critiques you can get and just perfect those critiques and just get better every day. Because at the end of the day, the past is the past. If you keep worrying about the past, you'll be stuck in the past.
Hey, Derek, what have you learned about Jaren Reed in your few months now as a teammate with him?
Oh, man, that is funny. Man, he's a good dude, man. I didn't know what to expect because I knew some guys that were in Seattle. And I was just like, hey, how's Reed? It's like, yo, he's a cool dude, blah, blah, blah. You know, you hear that all the time. So I was like, I'm not going to know until I meet him. And it was funny. Like, so I was like maybe OTAs, and I'm just sitting in the cafeteria eating my breakfast. As you see some dude walking up, I'm like, hold up. Just walking, chilling. Yo, Reed. Yo. I'm like, bro, what you doing here? Oh, nah, bro, just, you know, getting used to the area, you know. Get my feet wet. I was like, bro, you chose the wrong day. We got gas today. He's like, swear. Yeah. Man, but yo, Reed's a good dude, man. I like him. He's a really real down-to-earth dude. He's very intuitive, knowing he has to catch up with the speed. He's always asking questions in the meeting room. Make sure he knows all his P's and Q's. I feel like he's going to be great for us.
Any difference playing next to him than
Chris? I mean, that's hard to say. I feel like we've been very consistent in just playing a run. I feel like right now it's a good fit for all of us. Having Chris on the edge, pretty much doing what he does best, dominating his opposing low lineman. I feel like it's a good matchup for him being on the edge and going against the tackles. I feel like it's really balanced. I really feel like it's really balanced.
Hey, Derek, you know, you mentioned about adding Pilates this year, and you've had two long seasons, the pandemic, and it was pretty draining. A lot of guys talked about, you know, just trying to take some time off this year, is during the offseason, to re-energize mentally and physically. Was there anything else that you did differently, or anything that really helps you get away from football?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, for the first time, because it's weird for me, because I always tell people, like, a lot of other guys in the league say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on vacation, I'm going to go to this place. I'm like, bro, what's a vacation? Like, I didn't really know what to do because it felt weird to me. The only thing I really did, 4th of July, I actually, you know, enjoyed it, got on the boat, hang out with some folks, and drove some jet skis. That was, honestly, that was the best day of my life. Oh, my gosh. I got so much air. It felt like I was flying. I don't know, man. It was amazing.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Same here.